first, you know, he played well last week. Obviously, you got the Eagles won, so that's something that you want to stick with. Always when you win, you want to stick with that. Not saying anything's wrong with Kevin Cobb. He was playing great against the Packers as well, but, you know, obviously he got hurt, so you want to kind of stick with the hot hand. I'm happy for Michael, from all he's gone through, to come back and kind of battle his way back and keep working and not get discouraged. That's something that shows a great deal of mental toughness and just his fight.
What's his fantasy value?
His fantasy value? Well, I mean, last week was, you know, everybody was trying to go get him, so I don't know what his value is this week.
Maurice, another guy coming back is going to be Stuart Bradley, who shores up the middle of the Eagles' defense. You guys game plan a little differently, knowing that he's going to be in the ballgame?
He's definitely a game changer. Now, we expected him to be back this week. Even though Gaithier is he's a great player as well. Stuart Bradley is more of that quarterback of the defense because everybody's lined up. Ready to go, flies around to the ball. He's kind of stout in the run game, so he's definitely going to be a force to be reckoned with, along with Ernie Sims and Jordan as well. They have a great defense, and, you know, like I said, we just got to figure out a way to kind of just keep up with them with their defensive ends flying up the field. Their rookie's playing well right now, Graham. Trent Cole has that defensive line flying around with Bunkley in the middle, and Patterson, who I played against a couple times at USC, so... There's a lot of guys you guys have. I don't want to talk about your secondary. I mean, there's so much you can say about them as well. So it's going to be a tough physical game for us. We played them in the preseason, which we were able to get a kind of a chance to see what they do a little bit. But everybody kind of sugarcoated that. So we'll see this week what happens.
Maurice, you're 12-2 against NFC opponents at home, and you've beaten the Eagles twice down there at home in a row. What makes you guys so much better at home versus on the road?
Well, first, I've never played. Only time I played against the Eagles were we were in Philadelphia. I just think, I think everybody's more comfortable at home, obviously, with the fans there. You don't have the crowd. The crowd noise kind of plays a little bit of a difference. But as a young team, we're starting to grow and learn how to win on the road a little bit. Obviously, last week we had a letdown. But, we're going to keep fighting and working on correcting our mistakes and then just keep playing forward.
Maurice, what's your message to people who are wondering that took Maurice Jones-Drew number one overall if they made the right pick?
You're not the only one struggling right now. I mean, I'm struggling myself. I'm getting trade offers for myself and people telling me to cut me on Twitter. And you know, I can't just after week two. I mean, it's such a long season. After week two, I don't want to just dump myself off. So I'm going to keep sticking with it. Even though we have a tough opponent this week, I'm going to keep sticking with myself and hopefully we can come through one of these weeks.
From a practical standpoint, having 365 touches last year, is there anything there? Was there some fatigue? Did it take a little longer for you kind of maybe to get into the shape you need to be in?
No, not at all. I think obviously missing those 2 weeks in camp was a little different than I'm used to. I had to get my legs back under me, but I'm fine. Last week we just got down quickly, yeah. And we had to kind of try to fight back, and we were throwing the ball, and we were trying to run it here and there, and they did a great job of creating turnovers. So hopefully we can get back to what we do and just play Jaguar ball.
Maurice, there's a guy on this team, number 10, DeSean Jackson. One of the more exciting players in the league right now. Your thoughts on him?
I've been playing him since he's been in high school, so I'm surprised he fell that late, tell you the truth, all the way to the second round. I mean, he's a dynamic person, obviously on kickoff returns, catching the ball, his run after the catch. You know, he's a guy that can make some things happen, and you obviously have to account for him and 18. So you guys have a young, talented offense. With LeSean McCoy, you know, I'm a little upset that I had a trade for somebody for LeSean, and this was like early in the last week, I think week one, and they didn't trade me, so he kind of did what I thought he was going to do. He's a great running back, and with the passing attack, he'll be able to make some yards. So they're actually doing a great job on the ground and in the air, and our job as an offense is to try to keep them off the field as long as possible.
Who are you offering for LeSean?
I can't give you all my inside secrets now.
Well, I want to know if you tried to lowball him.
Oh, no, I never try to. You can't lowball in my fantasy league. I have like guys that are in the locker room with me, so they know football.
Maurice, how do you guys bounce back from 6 turnovers last week?
Just stick to the fundamentals. I mean, as simple as that. I think last week we kind of just got out of whack a little bit. We just got to stick to what we do and not force anything. I mean, as a runner, I should have just went and got the first down instead of cutting back like I thought. And there was a hole there, but I just should have got the first down. And just little things like that, focusing on ball security and just practicing the way we've been practicing week after week and not change anything.
Reese, the Eagles have been known for their blitzing and blitzing kind of sometimes without a cause and sometimes a lot different than other ball clubs you'll meet. How do you prepare for a team that, blitzes from different positions and things that you've never seen before? Is it zone blocking or what do you guys do to protect yourself against something you may not have seen on film?
It's really you have to stick to your protection rules. I remember my rookie year we played up there and it seemed like they were bringing all these people, but they were bringing just a simple scrape blitz, which is two linebackers or a linebacker to nickel off the strong side. And it seemed like they were coming from everywhere, but you just don't know where they're coming from. So really we just have to stick to our rules and just do whatever we can to keep those guys off of David. We know they have some great pass rushers as well. It's going to be a tough challenge for us. You know, they're riding high coming off a victory. And, it's going to be a fun game.
What's your record in fantasy, Maurice?
Oh, well, I'm not the – they're talking about all these 0-2 teams to panic, man. One of my fantasy teams is 0-2 right now, so I don't know if I should panic or just stick with it. But, my gut instinct is telling me to stick with it, so I'm going to stick with it. And I think we're more of a week 4, 5, 6 team that's going to come out and start putting up numbers.
When is there any kind of benefit to playing a team, either the offense or the defense that you played in the preseason? Can anything be gleaned from that?
Just knowing the personnel. I mean, obviously, when you play against somebody, we came in the preseason thinking that Philly was going to blitz us, and they played coverage the whole time. So, like I said, everybody's going to sugarcoat everything in the preseason. Really, is you want to go, you know the personnel, you've gone against them, you're studying them. Obviously on tape, but now you have a feel for their moves and what kind of things they like to do, how they can move, they can hit, what kind of tacklers are they, how they like to cover. So there's so many different things you can learn from going against a team in the preseason. And we got a couple series against them, and it was good series. They did well. We had some things we need to work on, but we still feel comfortable in our game plan.
Good enough. One final question: how many leagues are you in, Maurice?
I'm in two. And can you tell Brent Celek to tone it down this week for me? He's on one of my teams, and I can't, obviously I'm not going to play him. So, I mean, don't make me eat it with me sitting him,
I hear you. Thanks a lot, Bruce.
Thanks, Maurice. Very
appreciate
good.
It.
Thank you.
Thanks. See ya.
See ya.
That's good stuff. You got to interview with him.
Yeah, I want to read.
Oh, yeah. No.